Today we're going to be talking about the San Francisco 49ers versus Kansas City Chiefs, the Super Bowl, and just the Super Bowl. And joining me today over the phone, because it's a little bit wonky, but it's going to work anyways, is fellow SFMN writer, now in New York, no longer in the beautiful city of Miami, Florida, Alexandra Yoon. Alex is a huge San Francisco 49ers fan, but she's going to be as unbiased as she can possibly be. But we're going to do kind of a back and forth thing. So, Alex, first off, I want to know about the 49ers. I know I put an article out earlier this week, the good, the bad, the ugly. What do you think is your very own good, the bad, and ugly for the 49ers?
Well, I read your article. It was great, as always. The good for the 49ers is that there's no ego in this team. Everybody has the same goal, which is to win the Super Bowl. So nobody's trying to get the most points out here. Nobody's trying to do this, and that for their own personal gain. It is for the entire team. And I obviously, like you said, I'm a big 49ers fan, so I have them all over social media channel. I watch all their videos, interviews, stuff like that, and they all genuinely care about each other. And that says a lot, and that will go far. It's gone this far, you know, if they made it to the Super Bowl. The bad, which is kind of maybe mixed with the ugly, the bad is that they are going up against a great team, obviously. I will never say anything bad about Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback. He is one of the best. He will go down in history, you know. Let him continue it out. I think it was either today or maybe yesterday, you know, he did a press conference and he says, Kansas City is my team. I want to ride out my career as being a quarterback with Kansas City. And Kansas City should let him. Like, they will be so dumb to let him go if they ever did, because he has an amazing future ahead of him. To make it to the Super Bowl like this, amazing. So that is the bad that I see that the 49ers have to go against. The Chiefs offense, it is good, but I think what the 49ers does best is work together. And what has been proven as of lately is that 49ers get that good lead start than the Chiefs does. The Chiefs, like, it takes them a while to get there. But when they get there, oh, they surpass everything. But the 49ers, like, immediately will get the touchdowns and get that good lead into the game, I feel.
I like that you mentioned there the saying that they're unselfish, that there's a lot of camaraderie with that team. A lot of people mentioned, you know, their defensive line with the San Francisco 49ers is all first-round picks. I think in total there's four or five first-round picks of just defensive linemen, the most recent being Nick Bosa, not Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa plays for the Los Angeles Chargers. Nick Bosa, who has had an amazing year, but it comes down to something, and I mentioned as well for the good in the article, where it's talking about the running game, and that directly affects the camaraderie and not being selfish, because a lot of people this week, and I'm sure you saw a lot of it, I'm sure a lot of people, if you're just a fan of sports, saw it, where a lot of people were kind of giving Jimmy Garoppolo a bad rap because he only had 8 pass attempts and they ran for 200 and I think 63 yards plus. They had it was a great game running the football wise, and that takes a lot from them, because first of all, quarterbacks these days, they want to throw the ball a lot. Jimmy Garoppolo only throws the ball 8 times in a win in the NFC Championship game going to the Super Bowl. And then they ran the football with 3 different running backs. Matt Breida had a carry. Tevin Coleman had a couple carries. Deebo Samuel had 2. He's more of a wide receiver. And then you have Raheem Mostert. But the whole year it's been kind of running back by committee. So I think it's great that you bring up right then and there that it's about camaraderie. And that's one of the things that's kind of bringing them through and making them be so successful. With the Kansas City Chiefs, you mentioned that one of their goods is Patrick Mahomes. He's electric. I kind of make an argument that he is the most electric quarterback in the NFL. I know that Lamar Jackson is going to be the MVP. He had probably one of the best years we've seen out of a quarterback, and a lot of people like to kind of tease him because he runs the football and there's a whole background to that, but him and Lamar Jackson will be going at each other for years to come, I believe, in terms of that AFC rivalry. But Patrick Mahomes can just do things that not another quarterback right now can do. It's like a young Aaron Rodgers, but he's just, it seems even better at least. The things that he can do are crazy. I think the bad for the Chiefs, and it's kind of the ugly as well, and it's something that you directly mentioned, which is they get down early, and it seems like they've been doing that the past two playoff games really quickly. But it I think that the Chiefs need to put up a good front to start the game. If they start off slow like they did against the Titans and the Texans, it's going to be really, really bad, because Patrick Mahomes, as talented as he is going to have to come back from a lot against that 49ers defense. One of the things I wanted to bring up here with the Chiefs is kind of their rushing defense. Do you think it's been a little bit poor this year, but now they've had some guys come back from injury? Do you think the 49ers are still going to be able to run the football successfully and as successfully as they have been against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
I think that they are going to, first and foremost. I will always defend them and I will always stand by them. Yes, I do. But being unbiased and being realistic, it is going to be a challenge. I'm not expecting it to be a breeze out here. I'm really not. I'm expecting my offense essentially to put in that work, and not that they haven't before, but like, this is it. This is the game of all games, that this is what they've been working for this entire time. So I expect that Kansas City Chiefs defense is definitely gonna step it up, but I do 100% believe that 49ers will be able to run the ball. And going back to what you said about Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah, everybody's been giving him a lot of flack about, you know, the NFC game, but I'm just always appreciative that his team rallies behind him, and that he also knows. He's like, you know what? I had to do what was best for my team, and this was it. I didn't need to throw the ball. We had the running game. Let's do it. And that's what they did. And that's why there is now the NFC champs. I have the, I don't know if you do know, actually, I have the 2012 NFC championship shirt that the 49ers have. Now I'm very happy to update that shirt. And then hopefully with a Super Bowl win shirt.
Hopefully, I mean, my pick. I told you about it before I started recording, but I think anyone listening to a previous podcast we did earlier in the year together, just as weird as this one, I guess, in the way it was a little bit different, but it still went smoothly, just as this one is. One of the things that anyone can know, as your friend, anyone who listens to the podcast, anyone that interacts with you on Twitter would know that you're in a ride with your 49ers no matter what. Could you give a score prediction and winner for the big game on Sunday?
I mean, obviously, I'm going to say the 49ers are going to win. Score prediction? Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. I have to think about this. Because I don't think it's... I think it's going to be a really tight game. I am going to say... Do you want, like, exact numbers? Can I just, like, round it off, essentially?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, I think it's going to be, like 30-20, something like that. I think it's going to be one of the toughest and tightest games ever, which, personally, to me, that's a fun game. When it's so close, neck and neck type of thing, that's a fun game. Like, I mean... I'm really sorry, but, like, the Patriots aren't in the Super Bowl, obviously, so it's like, oh, this is going to be one of a refreshing game, and two, I don't think it's going to be, like, a landslide win. I think it's going to be, like, hard adrenaline, I'm going to be yelling, losing my voice type of game. I'm excited.
Yeah, I picked the four. Well, okay, so I want to back this up. Originally, at the beginning of the year, I picked the Saints to win the Super Bowl. I thought they were going to take it all the way. Once the Saints were knocked out of the playoffs, I was like, okay, I think I'm gonna pick the Titans just because of Ryan Tannehill. They got knocked out by the Chiefs, and you know, survey would say that you have to pick the Chiefs now in that way, where it's like, okay, you know, you had the team that you wanted to win, and then all of a sudden they got knocked out. However, I think the 49ers on defense are just way too strong. I think the flack that Jimmy Garoppolo is getting is just way too much than he deserves to be getting. He does have his flaws, like every single quarterback, even Patrick Mahomes, has their flaws. But I think it's just being kind of put into a light that it doesn't deserve to be. I think the 49ers win. I think it's going to be a 31-27 win. And that's what I decided when I woke up this morning, actually. And that's what I'm going to stick with just because, you know, I think that the 49ers are going to put up points. I think the Chiefs are going to be able to find a way to put up points. But ultimately, I think it's that four-point game. I think it's going to be 31-27 49ers winning. I want to thank you so much. Actually, yeah. Give a last comment if you want to.
No, I'm just glad that my prediction, like, I was thinking something like that, but I was like, I didn't want to give concrete numbers, but like something like that. I'm glad that we have the same mindset, and I'm also really glad that you're going for the 49ers. We don't have to, like, you know, trash talk each other, because you already know I would have done that if you were going for the Chiefs.
No, I like Patrick Mahomes a lot, and personally I really do want him to win a Super Bowl. However, I just think that the 49ers are going to win. I don't think it's the year for Patrick Mahomes, but I think that he is going to be competing for a Super Bowl every single year, and I'm excited to continue to watch him play as a football fan. But thank you so much for coming on, especially on a whim, kind of just texting you and saying, hey, would you want to come on the podcast, even over something over the phone. Hope all is going well in the New York Bureau. And any closing comments here for everyone at SFMN?
Well, thank you for having me. You already know, anytime is about football, Super Bowl, anything like that. And I now finally get to talk about my 49ers. Oh, it's a great time. You already know I'm there. But yeah, thanks. I always love talking to you about sports. You already know that.
Yes, of course. Well, thank you so much again. And then I don't know when the next podcast for SFM is going to be, because, or at least football podcast, because it's not the Dolphins playing every week, but I will see you guys in the next podcast that I have up. Thank you guys so much for listening.